This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I begin with a story this morning that some of you, when you hear this, are going to say this to yourself, and I really mean this. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. And yet it's a true story about how some people think. How some people think spiritually, not just intellectually. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to this story and try to see the lesson underneath it. Don't get caught up in the details of the story, because it can trip you up just like it did me the first time I read it. I said, this woman that this story is about just isn't thinking straight. But here's the story. I think it'll speak to you. It's told by Kenneth Chafin, whom I quoted last week on the message on marriage. He said, years ago, I was speaking in a small rural church out from Danville, Virginia. And was going with the young pastor and his wife to eat lunch with a woman of the church, a wealthy widow. As we were walking up on the porch, the pastor leaned over and whispered in my ear, Kenneth, whatever you do while we are there, please don't say anything about bowling. Yeah, you heard me right. Don't say anything about bowling. Before I could even ask why, the door opened and we were ushered into her lovely home for an excellent meal and wonderful time of fellowship. My only distraction in an otherwise pleasant time was wondering why in the world the pastor had warned me not to mention bowling. As we drove away later that evening, I asked him to tell me. He related how the lady had been reared in a small mountain community where the pool hall and the bowling alley were in the same building, and it was the place where the less savory element of the community hung out. She had come to associate bowling with disreputable people. One day, in all seriousness, this woman said to her minister, I sure hope I don't live long enough to see the day when my pastor comes walking out of a bowling alley. While I did not agree with her that a moral issue was at stake in bowling or not bowling, I could not let my knowledge create in me a condescending attitude. My love for this woman as a Christian needed to take precedence over whatever superior knowledge I might have. If you came to Christ as an adult, undoubtedly, there's something in your life as an adult that you have wrestled with perhaps since coming to Christ. And get this, you've never even mentioned this to your wife or husband. But there's something you do, there's something you participate in, there are places you go, and you've wrestled. You know, now that I'm a believer in Christ, is it possible that I shouldn't be doing this or doing that or participating in that activity? I think that's normal when you come to Christ. You start evaluating what you do with your life. You start evaluating the places you go. You start evaluating what you watch with your eyes. You start evaluating how you talk to people. And Kenneth Chafin was saying, I had to make the decision not to have this condescending attitude and say, well, this woman is ignorant. But I had to respect her view and love her as a believer in Jesus Christ. You say, why are you talking about that? Because it's the exact issue that the Apostle Paul deals with in the chapter we study in 1 Corinthians today. And here's the issue. People who came to Christ in the city of Corinth had to make a decision. Do I eat meat that has been sacrificed to an idol? You say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, everywhere you went, there were sacrifices given in temples, pagan temples, to idols. And in chapter 10, Paul would say they aren't idols, they're demons. It's not an idol they're sacrificing to. They're sacrificing to a demonic spirit.
Well, believe it or not, this may be one of the most important messages in the 1 Corinthians series. It's from chapter 8. It continues tomorrow. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.